Seleucid Empire, 352 BC to 63 BC. Antiochus IV, Epiphanes, God Manifest. Antiochus IV was born 215 BC and died 164 BC. So he's age 50, 51. His father was Antiochus III the Great. His mother was Laodice III. And he reigned from 175 to 164 BC. Now, with his wife Laodice, they had five children. Antiochus V, Eupator. Laodice VI, Antiochus, which is a woman. Alexbalus, which is unconfirmed. And possibly another Laodice. Antiochus IV's original name was Mithridates, but that changed when he became the king of the Seleucid Empire. The first Seleucid king to use divine epithets on coins. This probably was inspired by the Bactrian Hellenistic kings, or else the result of the ruler cult his father, Antiochus III, had created. But Antiochus also tried to interact with the common people, applying for city offices and appearing in public baths. His eccentric behavior ended up gaining him the epithet of Epimanes, the Mad One. In 175 BC, Antiochus IV ousted his father's assassin, Heliodorus, and the actual legitimate heir, of course, at this time was Demetrius I, Sotar, who was still a hostage in Rome. So with the assistance of King Eumenes II of Pergamum, Antiochus IV proclaimed himself co-regent of the Seleucid Empire with the infant nephew, Antiochus, who was murdered a few years later. There's nothing like having an extra sibling or cousin hanging around the throne to really cause you to get rid of them pretty quickly. Now we have a war with Egypt. At this point, around 170 BC, the Egyptian guardians of the infant king Ptolemy VI Philometor demanded the return of Colle Syria. But Antiochus IV, instead of saying no, launched a surprise attack, at least as possible in those days, to march or sail from Syria to Egypt. The Seleucid army captured King Ptolemy VI, but could not take Alexandria, and therefore he continued to control the rest of Egypt. But to avoid alarming Rome, Antiochus IV allowed Ptolemy VI to continue to rule, but as a puppet king. Once Antiochus left Egypt, the city of Alexander chose a new king, one of Ptolemy VI's brothers. This would be Ptolemy VIII, Eurgenetes. But instead of destroying Egypt further by starting a civil war, the two decided to rule jointly. In 168 BC, a second attack was mounted against Egypt, as well as a Seleucid fleet being sent to capture Cyprus. But before Antiochus IV could reach Alexandria, one single Roman senator stopped him. Gaius Popilius Linnaeus delivered a message from the Roman Senate. Very simple. Withdraw from Egypt, withdraw from Cyprus, or consider yourself at war with Rome. Antiochus said he would discuss it with his council, but the Roman envoy drew a line in the sand around Antiochus and said, quote, "Before you cross the circle, I want your reply to the Roman Senate," end of quote. Antiochus decided to withdraw. Only then did Popilius agree to shake hands with Antiochus IV. Next, we have the Maccabean Revolt. Both the Seleucids and the Ptolemies before them held a very mild control over the kingdom of Judea. Both dynasties respected the Jewish culture and protected Jewish institutions. But Antiochus IV drastically reversed this policy, which resulted in harsh persecutions and a revolt known as the Maccabean Revolt. According to the authors of the Book of the Maccabees, a group of historical and quasi-historical books concerned with the struggle of Judaism for survival under the pressure of forced Hellenization, particularly during the persecution of Antiochus IV Epiphanes. Maccabees 1 and 2 belong to the biblical books of the Apocrypha. Maccabees 3 and 4 were all cherished by the early church for inspiration to faith and loyalty during persecution. Not known as Maccabee, such an early Hebrew archaic term, the term used was Hasmonean, possibly written as early as 110 BC. Accordingly, while Antiochus IV was in Egypt, a rumor spread that he had been killed. In Judea, the deposed high priest Jason gathered a force of 1,000 soldiers and attacked the city of Jerusalem. Menelaus, the high priest appointed by Antiochus, was forced to flee during a riot. Antiochus IV, enraged by being thwarted by Rome, attacked Jerusalem, restoring Menelaus, and executed a large number of Jews. Antiochus now decided to side with the Hellenized Jews in order to consolidate his empire and strengthen his hold over Judea. So he ends up outlawing Jewish religious rites, outlawing Jewish religious traditions that had been kept by observant Jews. Zeus was ordered to be worshipped as the supreme god. And you can tell that when that happens, all hell's going to break loose, or Hades at this time. Of course the Jews refused, and Antiochus IV sent in his army. The city of Jerusalem was destroyed in 168 BC. Resistance was so fierce, many Jews were slaughtered in the fall. Greek military citadels were established at Acre, which is Joppa, and the Jews called Antiochus IV Harishah, or wicked. Only Jews in Judea and Samaria were persecuted. The Diaspora Jews were not. That is, the Jews that were outside of the main area. In other words, those that would have been in Antioch, for example, or in Alexandria, or in other places. While all the mess was going on in Judea, King Mithridates I of Persia took advantage and attacked the Seleucid Empire from the east, seizing the city of Herat in 167 BC. This disrupted the direct trade route from India and split the Greek world into two parts. Antiochus IV recognized the danger in the east, but would not give up control of Judea. General Lysias was sent to deal with the Maccabees. Antiochus led the main army against the Parthians. Initially, Antiochus had success, including reoccupying Armenia. But in 164 BC, he suddenly died of an illness. So Antiochus IV will then be replaced by Antiochus V Eupator, who comes on the throne in 163 BC. Now, the sources for this, the House of the Seleucus by Bevan, the Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and the Seleucid Army by Bar Kova. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, check out the souvenirs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.